Accession number 12711, Mr. T. Thompson, Reel 6.
Mr. T. Thompson, Reel 6. You were delayed at Southampton. Did that have an effect upon you? How were your
not
nerves?
Not on me, Dan. Didn't worry me at all.
Did you see any of the men around you that were disturbed at all, that they were going into action again?
Never noticed anybody. No.
Had you received any young soldiers from England as
drafts? Oh, yes. I must tell you this one. He's only 18. Nice little chap he was. We can't recall his name now. But he was only 18. And, later on, I'll tell you about him. We were landed. I'll tell you what happened to Paul.
The young men that were coming to you, the new drafts that were coming, who obviously hadn't been in action, what standard of people were they? Were they good?
Some of them were... bit of the nervous type, like, but this young lad, he was good. He was just a little chap and all. And can I go on now? Right.
But when you were in Southampton and you'd been delayed 24 hours. You were going into action again, although you had been in action before. What were your feelings the night or the short time before you left?
Why, it's a bit. You were. Wondering what was lying ahead, and wondering if you'd come through safe, you know.
Does your mind go back to home and family? And
No, mine didn't. Mine went ahead. See what? I wouldn't say what.
You recall,
tomorrow might bring.
Do you recall setting off?
Oh, yes, very well. Very, very well. Why, aye. Yes, it was rough. Oh, I got a very rough job. Matter of fact, we kind of feel we were seasick, you know. Oh, it was a rough passage. And then at dawn, you could see it all. You know. Anthony Aidan was right. We got a shock. Oh, the vast ships. Must have been thousands and thousands of them. And we got near, we see that, because we weren't the first there, you know, the commander was, and the bombers, we were the first infantry to drop mine. We got up at 7 in the morning, but not the commander was, and the paratroopers, they'd set fire to a lot of, the ships did, our destroyers, and it was all around the coast, and all ablaze. Yeah, it was a great sight. This is the tricky bit. This is the part. What you bump into a sand dune. This Yankee. And we had big trousers on, you know, like capes, big ripped area to try and save it. But when the way goes, so went right through. But. We all our gear on, brain guns, every damn thing, full equipment, you know. And we had to get off. He dropped his and dropped, and we're up here. And I'll tell you.
That was up to the neck.
Oh, aye. And this little lad, my brain gunner, as a matter of fact, his brain gunner. And I told him, I said, we'll watch. Watch for the next wave coming in, embrace yourself, you know. Be ready for it. Well, he mustn't have heard us. We saw him again. I felt sorry for that, you know. Because he was such a cunning little boy. 18.
Were the bodies around you? What was the scene as you got on
that
beach?
It was... everybody's pleased to get off, you know. Because they see in one thing or another. I was pleased to get off. And we went forward, we dashed down. There was a lot of things lying about, you know. But we got through. We weren't so bad. It was only the shelling that was doing the damage. But once we got on, we went forward, and we all got together. We had to stop at a certain spot, certain place where we all got together, and we got organised into back into platoons again and went forward. We had a little trouble there because we lost some men by drowning and shrapnel and one thing or another. But we once got onto the land farther in, we weren't too bad. But the trouble started when we got farther in, and when it got rough, because it was he getting a shock. Jerry getting a shock. He never expected to land there, of course, and he sent for his panzer divisions, and that's when we should have took Caen the first few days. You know, it took a long time to get it. He brought his divisions up, his panzer divisions.
So where did you meet trouble? Where did you first come to action?
Little village called Tilly.
Mm. What do you recall of that?
I'll tell you what. We relieved the Devonshire. And they got a hiding. And before we could take out and get into the dugouts, what they dug and made, we had to bury their dead. Yeah, had to bury the dead. And pull the cows were killed. We had to pull them out the road before we could get settled in with our field ears. Oh, that was a nightmare. That place, Tilly. We lost, we didn't lose very many men there. But it was the Devons that went wrong there.
What kind of countryside was it that you were fighting in?
Oh, terrible. Bocage, you know, it's full of bushes and vineyards, you know, vineyards and that. All thick, my eyes, thick. His tanks couldn't move. Old tanks couldn't move neither. But he could shell. We could hear his tanks from where we were. We could hear them moving from one place to another. And he was, we couldn't move. We were sending out fighting patrols or listening patrols to see where he was. But we eventually broke out.
Do you recall personally any involvement that you got into, any things that you did?
No, not really. No, I don't get in anything. Not outstanding there, no. No, I just did a... went out on reconnaissance, you know, from one... used to travel from one our section to another, or another company, and keep reporting to them and then on a night time, you know. And we got through that and went forward. We took that first town, Durham's Beer. It was a very sized town. We took that. We had no much opposition there, like. And then that was a troublesome spot, like Tilly. And it was, when we went forward, there was a villages was smashed down, you know, by our artillery and bombing and one thing and another. Planes had smashed it up.
Did you see any signs?
The villages left, we were flooded.
Did you see any signs of civilians?
Oh, yes. Oh, aye.
And what were they doing?
The ones we saw were dead. The rest had getting out, but we saw, this was bad because the Germans had killed them. There was a big family of them. And we went in this into one house, and lying on the table, there was a table bigger than that, was a little girl, dead, with a bullet hole in her throat, stomach. I'll remember that. And outside, in the trenches, in the shelter, the air shelters, there was about six dead, the family, you know, been shot, all been shot.
How did this make you feel towards
terrible,
Germans?
Terrible, aye. Because the Germans were, I didn't get the Germans, it's terrible lot, killing civilians like that. Why, that was murder, wasn't it, really, murder. But you see, we didn't know who was responsible for that, you know, because they'd gone.
Were you taking any prisoners?
Oh, I took their prisoners there.
What were they like?
Why, some of them were, they were Christians, some of them. They were, because the ones that we took early on, they weren't fighting men. They were just like oldish, and they were just like guarding the place. Because they never expected to be invaded there, really. Rommel did, mind. Rommel told them that it was, that's why they would invade. But these were men about 30 and 40 years old. And that we took. Then we got farther in, they got there. We met the Panzers, the Krag boys. They're a different kettle of fish, them. They've been all together. Because they were sent from Cali. Well, they were our force. Give them some stick, like, because they didn't get them all. Quite a few got through. Well, I would say the majority of them got through. But a lot of trouble with them, Panzer divisions.
What tactics were they using against you? How were they fighting against you? In what ways?
Well, they would send the tanks in first, you know. Well, and then the infantry. Why?
How do you combat that kind of thing?
We had our own tanks, eh? We could do. We had. Our bazookas, you know, they were good. And we used to try to knock a few out with them, like, but it wasn't a successful job. But we relied on the old tanks, over 25 pounders, to get them, like, you know. They knocked a kind of few out.
Were you getting any support from the air?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we're getting these and all. Stokers. Oh, I died bombers, these stokers. You used to put the window behind. Oh, yeah. But there were. His artillery. His 88s were accurate. No, they were. And his modern minis. His.
What were those?
Mortars. By God, they were terrible. They used to send. You could drop me in your pocket. Then, my God, you're clever with them. I never stopped. We nicknamed them the Morning Mini. We had them in the desert and all. Jerry had them in the desert. In Sicily.
What do you do when you come under that attack?
Oh, you got your head down. For the time being, like, and then someone just stopped because you didn't know when he was going to counterattack, which you did in places, counterattack. I come to talks two or three times.
Did you get into a hand-to-hand fighting situations?
I once got into hand. Oh, in straight fighting. I forget the village now, what we were in. We couldn't get him out. You know, we had to go in straight fighting, get him out that way.
Is there a particular way that you do that?
Why from door to door, you know, and throw grenades in. One, like, leapfrogging. One would go forward, and then he would wave it to the fellow on and throw grenades in. Yeah. Or you've got snipes upstairs, you've got to be very careful. You had to look all over the place, you know, because there was snipers all over, you know. then was the worst. We lost 1-2 with that game, sniping. Oh, it was very, it was only the once where we had that trouble. And we went...
Were they again booby-trapping?
Oh, yes. Oh, I still booby-trapping. Oh, I different... oh, it was more there than it was in Sicily. Oh, right. Door knobs. You put some door knobs and different things. Oh, yeah.
What about bodies? Were they booby-trapping bodies?
Oh, I booby-trapped the... Well, we dropped the one. All right. Because the old men would have gone straight to the dead bodies, eh? We knew that. But they were warned about that, because everybody was very careful. And the Pioneer Platoon, they used to dismantle them, you know. They were trained for that job, to dismantle the anything like that. Because you could see them, if you were wide awake, you could see the wire, you know.
In this bit of fighting, obviously there'd be some men who would go forward and others would follow, and others would be reluctant. Did you experience that kind of thing? How did you deal with that?
There wasn't much you could do with it. We just had to try to get them forward, you know. Oh, I went two or three like that.
And some wouldn't move at all?
No. We got them. We did get them eventually. Well, we got them on the move, like. But there's some stayed behind while the headquarters company would pick them up. See, but we had to keep going forward. See, we couldn't stop. If there's anybody behind, headquarters company would have to say to them.
What would happen to them?
I don't suppose anything happened to them. Not the ones that I know, like. I don't think anything happened to them. Just.
Did they stay with you or were they sent out?
No, they stopped. No. We couldn't afford it. Couldn't afford to send them back because we were hard up for men. No. Couldn't do that. No, they weren't sent back. They just come back to the platoon, company, whatever they were.
Some of these men must have seen a lot of action.
Oh, aye.
Is there a point when it becomes just too much for them?
Oh, aye. Kind of few went doolally, you know.
How did it show? How did it show itself?
There were days. They didn't know what they were doing, you know. Yeah. Shell shock, that's what they called it. Well, in another word, another one, battle fatigue. They were sent back then, like. Oh, and they sent to see one, the medical officer. And he used to put them in his center back. He could do nothing with him. Because there was, I saw two or three, like, in my company, they don't know what they're looking at. You know. I saw two or three like that. Going berserk, I mean.
Did you get angry with them? What was the response?
You couldn't get angry with them, could you? I mean, they didn't know what they were doing. No. Some of the ones that were all right, that didn't, just wouldn't move, we used to get them a telling off, like, you know, tell them that they were letting the team down, letting the company down by hanging on.
And did that usually stir them?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes they got moved up. You know.
Did any have to be threatened with the gun? Or?
No, I didn't threaten them. Like. No. This, I never heard anybody threaten them either. No. On a whole, we didn't do so bad. Like, you know, they all eventually come through, you know.
So essentially, you didn't have time to bother with these if you're going into an action.
We hadn't. We had to leave it to the ones behind who was following up. See, the rifle company, section leaders and platoons had to keep going forward. Eh? Well, we had to keep going all the time.
Is there anything else you remember about Normandy?
Oh, well, no. Yes, I think it was after we got through Normandy. I forget what they call it now. Can't remember the island names, you know, to see. But we were attacking this place. And we took this small area, and we're all in a ditch, lying in a ditch, our old platoon. And we could see Jerry, we were in a distance, and he counterattacked with his tanks. He passed us, he couldn't see us, they were lying in the ditch. And he passed us and went straight through about six Tatar tanks. And somebody said, one of the young privates come along and said, "Oh, great! There's our tanks." I said, "Them buggers is tigers, man." I said, "No, it was." And we lay still, and he was trying to surround us, you know, with his tanks. But our these self-propelled guns, they knocked them out. They knocked seven of them out. Six or seven of them. When our platoon commander got killed, we had to come back to another deep gully. The big gully was deep, and we could say he couldn't say us. This German, it was you only from out across the road off, and we could see him with his glasses looking for us. He knew we were there, but he couldn't pinpoint us. And we were definitely trapped. We couldn't get out. And he was shouting commands that we didn't understand. And never mind, he was still going round and round. And our platoon commander said, "I'll go out and save us a way out." But the majority of us was willing to stop me where we were and make a way at night time when it's dark. But he would get out. And his batman, him and his batman went out. And I didn't come back, he got killed.
Who was it?
Platoon commander, I forget his name. He was a good one. Just young one. The first time he seen action. He came from the school, you know, from the British in England, you know, so he's a good lieutenant. He was damn good. He was popular. We liked him. I liked him anyhow. But he said, "I'll throw and try and get you out." But we wanted to stop there until dark. But he made a mistake of going out. Eh? Then, as I say, there were. Out self-propelled tanks. They knocked seven out. Mind, they knocked all our anti-tank guns out. There was six anti-tank guns belonging to our company. Knocked them all out. The Tigers. We lost a lot of men now. Them kind of men, you know. And the support group. And, as I say, we all of a sudden we see some troops coming through. I'm trying to think of the regiment. I believe it was I think it was the Devons coming to relieve us. They relieved us, and was all over. The jury that stopped the counterattack, stopped the juries, and but he did some damage, right, before, but he still couldn't get us. We were my platoon. And that is why I was telling you about about the MM, where the old platoon sergeant, he got the MM for that. Well, he got it just because he was the next in command. See? I mean, he did nothing. He didn't do a damn thing. But He got it for the platoon commander. That's where he got the MM.
Now what was his name?
Here. Sergeant Hears. Oh, he was platoon sergeant.
Were you still a corporal?
Oh, yes, I was still a corporal then. I was just shortly after that, I was mid sergeant, like further on. He got wounded. We'll do this in another time, though. This was farther on. This was the one we had. I just forget the name of the place where we attacked. But never mind this place we were. We lost, because we couldn't water to the batman. His batman was still prisoner, by the way. He wasn't hurt, but the platoon commander was slit up the middle. Going off the tiger tank, you know. I never saw him, but they reckon he was in a sorry mess. And he was a really nice guy.
What happened to the wounded when they were hit in positions? How did you get them out?
Oh, the stretcher bearers would come in. They were quite good. The stretcher bearers would come and. We didn't lose any of the wounded there, because we, as I say, them tanks saved us. Self-propelled guns. They knocked the tigers out. But as I say, our platoon was lined up, and we could see Jerry. As a matter of fact, the same platoon commander and another bloke went forward to try and knock the tanks out as they come down, but he couldn't. And my mate was a large corporal. He was a crack shot. And he kind of way off, and he saved this German on the tank. They were starting up, ready to come down this road. And he knocked one off.
What was his name?
Bethwaite. Lance Corporal Bethwaite. He was a. He's a bit of a windy lad, I'd keep him in check. He got a good job to finish. Guarding General Dempsey. Same when he was kind of asked to leave the battalion to take his job, you know. He was one of them. But he was a little bit of the windy side. Johnny.
Had he been with you in the desert as well?
Not the desert. Sicily. No. No, he joined us after Sicily. It was after Sicily when he joined us. When Sicily he joined us.
By windy,
it was Sicily.
By windy, do you mean he was nervous?
Aye. He didn't, he wasn't keen and gone into action. With that, I think that day was the first action he saw. I don't think he didn't see any in Sicily.
You would have a number of young, inexperienced soldiers at that time. To look after. What was the usual advice you gave young soldiers?
we was to be very careful. Don't do anything, out of the ordinary. Just keep going forward and keep your head down when you had to keep it down, one thing or another. I got on well with the young lads.